The Riff Paskins, like the Lishnah Basra, the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. We learned yesterday, what's the Nafkamina la Halacha? When do you say Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, Lashmi Hezek, Nafkamina bil Gavi Chotzer? That two people, two neighbors in a Chotzer, one can force the other. The Lashon of the Or Zeruah, some of you are asking, the Or Zeruah's Lashon is the Basin can be Koifer. So we can be koife, the two shechinim become obligated to each other to build a wall in between and to finance all of the necessary expenses. The nafkamina of hezek riyish mehezek lash mehezek. So again, as two neighbors in a chotzer, our particular sugya, our particular mishnah introduces the idea lav davke by two neighbors, but by two shechinim, but by two people who have bought a field together, and then are dividing amongst themselves. Why would the Mishnah bring the din of hezek riyah davke by people who are dividing up a chotzer? Why didn't the Ravina Nasi bring it straight? Two guys living next to each other. A new Ayora Chadosha. What's the advantage to bringing it as two people are dividing up a field? Go ahead. Simon?
It's more of a Chiddush to say that.
Well, and what's the Nakuda? Why does it make it more of a Chiddush? Go ahead, Shai. In other words, so the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and by introducing it in this way, and this is what we're trying to point out, is teaching us that if you hold hezek riyah lav shmei hezek, then you also hold you cannot be moichel. Right? In other words, the two people are living next to each other. They decide we want to divide up. Now one guy says divide yes, but a wall no. Halach is we force him to have a wall as a Yishmei Yezek, right? We force him to have a wall. So he is in the strongest situation to make a taina, a wall. We've been living together like this for 3 years already. And we didn't need a wall. So isn't there an implicit acceptance? We moved in together in the Garden of Pardons. We moved in together using this area B'shutzvus. So now we want to divide. And we didn't discuss a wall. So maybe there's an implicit mechila. So now, according to the Rif and the Chumas and the Nemuki Yosef and the Ramban, they all say this Gemara is pointing to there's no mechila. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says it's pointing to there's no implicit mechila, but there can be an explicit mechila. So now you understand why the Rishonim pounce on this idea of mechila all of a sudden. First of all, because Mechila is going to give us an understanding into what the Yisod HaZegriyah is. But they're explained to us, Ba'omkes, is why did Yehuda and Nasi decide to give us this particular situation? Why not give us a straight situation? Why tell me it's a din of when they bought B'shutvas, Hezra Dover, because Yehuda Nasi wants to address, in addition to HaZegriyah, Mechila. In fact, it goes deeper than that. Because in the Mukhi Yosef says, the two are totally ho-ba-ha. That hezek riyish may hezek, there is no mechila that's possible. So all of that comes out in this particular tzura. So Yetzim Mikol said there are two halachos that come out from the opening of the sugya. If you hold hezek riyish may hezek, that means the chiyuv to build a wall. That's number one. Then we will discuss whether based on this is also is there also a din that there is that the mechila is not an option. Machlokes Rosh Machlokes Rosh and Ramban and Ruki Yosef and Chuvas Arif, and then in addition we're pointing out that even if you hold Hezek Riyah Lashmei Hezek, we pointed out that's a din in Chotzer, but less mandapolig than Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek when it comes to Bayis or Gaglachos. Okay, that's a roll. Then we learn the Rosh, and the Rosh discusses whether there is implicit mechila, whether we can have an assumption of mechila. But the Rosh says, Beferosh, that there can be explicit mechila. In other words, I can say to you, I'm okay with not building a wall. And when I say that, that is a commitment. And later on, you cannot retract. So Rush explains, why do I say that? You can explicitly be moral and you can't retract. He says, because it's a tzvius moment. So now we understand, what's the Rush getting at the tzvius moment? The Rush is pointing out to us, he says, I know that all the chachmei svar to say otherwise. I know that the Rif and the Shuv and the Ramban and the Zehz with the Shuv and the Nigi, they all say otherwise. They all say that it's not shayach to have mechila. The Yod Hez Degri Shmei Ezer. I hold it is shayach. So the Rosh has to explain himself. Why do I hold that you can't be meichel? He says, because it's the tzvius moment. So now we get an insight from the way the Rosh expressed himself that the other Rishonim hold is not a tzvius moment. Not simply what. In other words, that's why the Rav Rishonim are going to say that it's not subject to mechila. So this, is, but the Rosh says it's a tzvius moment. The Rosh and the Rishonim are addressing the best way to understand what they're expressing is the lashon of the Avin Ozel. According to many Rosh Hashivas, the Avin Ozel is the trailblazer in really getting to the depth of Hezek Riyah. It's interesting that in Bava Kamma, so the Avin Ha'ozel is also the trailblazer in explaining what's the aside of the Hezek. With obviously Duke and Rishonim. This is Alman Meltzer, the Baal Avin Ha'ozel was Rosh Hashiva in first in Pletzk and then in Yerushalayim. This is Alman Meltzer was the father-in-law of Aaron Kotler. And Rabbi Zalman was he was the Zakan Rosh Yeshivas in Yerushalayim in the probably in the '50s. He was the Rosh Yeshiva, I think, of the Eitz Chaim Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Before modern times, there were two major yeshivas, and Rabbi Zalman was the Zakan. The Rosh Yeshiva. There are many, many important aspects of Isazama's life. The most important for us right now is Shai said he was amazed at the clarity of Isazama's Sefer. So first of all, we have to understand Isazama had the opposite trajectory of Rabbi Elchanan. Rabbi Elchanan began as a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon and left Rabbi Shimon and became a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim. I don't know if it was dramatic. It was just a migration. Rabbi Zalman was more dramatic. You see from the introduction to Avin Ha'ozel that he was a Talmud by Rav Chaim and he was not happy with the derech of Rav Chaim. So he migrated away from Rav Chaim. Nevertheless, in the Sefer, there still is a lot of the of what he learned by Rav Chaim in the Sefer in terms of the derech. And Rabbi Zalman, when he was older, so his wife said to him, it's time that you write a sefer. Rabbi Zalman said, but I have nothing to write, because I just explain what the Rishonim say. I have no major chidush. So his wife said to him, you must have something that you can write. I forget her name, was Bela, I think. A few very important stories about his wife. So his wife said, there must be something. So after a while, Mrs. Zalman said, yeah, there is taku one sugi. I don't know which sugi this was. Do I have a chiddush? So his wife said, no, so you write it. So then all the mayonnaise started to open up. Once he began to write, then he realized, well, he finished that sugi, he's in a different sugi, and ultimately we have volumes and volumes of Avin Ha'ozel because his wife pushed him to dig deep and to write. And I believe that there are large parts of the Avin Ha'ozel which his wife wrote, because I think she used to take his notes from while he was learning. After he finished learning, he should go find the notes that he read, and she would put them together. He wrote it up ultimately, but apparently there are large portions, I think, that once heard, I don't know if it's reliable, that I heard reliably that she would copy his notes from different places. Exactly if she actually wrote parts and he reviewed it or whether, then I'm not sure. There's another, one day I'll tell you another amazing story about Rav Zalman Meltzer's publication of a svarim, not for now. So the Rav Zalman, what's important to appreciate is that in terms of the Olam HaTorah in Yerushalayim, he's the Kanresh Yeshivas. In the time of the Brisker Rav, I think he was Nifter before the Brisker was Nifter, but in the time of the Brisker Rav, and the time of Rav Kook, he was after Rav Kook, it was Rav Yaakov Moshe's time, and you're talking about all the Gedolim who learned by Rav Kook. So the Kan Rosh Yeshivas is it's Rosh La'arayos. So he points to his lashon is very, as the Shai correctly pointed out. His lashon is the Hine Yesh La'aye. Is that up here? Let's see if we can get it. Is it in the?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's here. It's on the Rambam.
No, I'm a push from all around them over here. Yeah. If you have a chance to look at the tshuva, the Ram Chachna, maybe we can do it together. He says, and he asks Kashas on it, and he says, "V'hine yesh la'ayin, b'taymo de koifin oisei laseis mechitza." He should have the greeting. So again, the Menosa, we're now thinking to the way he formulates, we have to understand, yesh la'ayin b'taymo de koifin oisom laseis mechitza, he should have the greeting. The lefi anira, b'pshutoi, simple formulation. You're going to force me to protect you from my yiriyah. So what's the basis for my chiyah? In other words, if you buy an animal, so there's a chiyuv implicit in owning an animal, part of ownership. Part of bialus is that my animal will not harm you. Right? There's an isa for me to punch somebody, to chabola, and if I punch somebody, I'm responsible for my masa, just like I'm responsible if I steal something, so I have to pay. I understand. Now I have an animal. The animal has a mind of his own, and he goes and he eats your vegetable. So we're assuming this talk that I'm in all this discussion with Baba Kama, that when I buy an animal, I have responsibilities. Right, so there's a nakuda when you learn Baba Kama, so the nagging chakir in Baba Kama is my responsibility to do shmira. And when I don't do my good shmira, then I'm chayiv. Or do I have an implicit responsibility of bailus, which shmira compatents? That nusach, by the way, is the Emanolus nusach. So now we get one way or the other, I'm responsible, and I'm going to be chayav to pay. Got it. Now, I didn't buy an animal, I'm not hurting anybody, I'm a neighbor, I'm existing, right? I'm existing, you're existing, next to each other. So, mehecha tesa, what's the basis for my chiyav now, that you should be able to function in your property the way you want to function? And what's the basis of my chiyuv now that I have to look? You want to function as your property, so you build a wall. Right? So where's the basis of this chiyuvus that because you and I are living next to each other, I have to protect you? If I would buy an animal, I got it. I have to protect your animal. Right? If my kids are running around in your property, I get it. My obligation. But where's the basis of my obligation to protect you from the fact that I'm living next to you? Why isn't that your obligation? Right? You want to use your property to play basketball, I'm the mechuyav to pay for a court. You want to take responsibility for a pool. Okay, now you want to use your property to be able to do things that are private. So I have to finance that. So how do with the basis Hezek Yishmei Hezek? That's it at the Yisoida that you have to understand, right? So that's and even if you'll tell me, so that's what the Hezek Mia Leishma Hezek Shita is saying, it's not correct. Because halacha is that if I have a roof and you have a chatzer, then I am chayiv to take care of you, right? And when it comes to building a window that might limit your ishtams and your bias, I am chayiv. So that's not the polling. So lesman the polog, there is a basic chiyuv for one neighbor to protect his neighbor from his own riyah. But the only question is, how far does that go lagavi chotzer? So that's what the Oben Ozel says, what's the basis for this chiyuv? Why is it giving him a chiyuv? So the Rosh explained to us that there's a tzvias moment. He didn't explain to us the basis for the tzvias moment. The Nebuki Yosef Loshen, we have up here, the Rosh Nebuki Yosef. At the beginning. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Taimo Derotsu. So one of the. Taimo Derotsu. The Hek Sharif. Zal Bitshuva. Isaac, problem with the font?
No, I have a question.
Okay, hold on. Taimo Hek Sharif. Zal Bitshuva. Menolon Mehocha. The Hezek Riyel Loshma Yezek. The Riff's kasha is, he decided to introduce the din of Hezek via Davkin in a situation where they were living together already. So the Riff says, if that's the case, how can anybody say that our Mishnah is a Raya? Hezek, Yishmei Hezek, Farkeret, Elash Hezek. Our Mishnah may simply be a din of what assumptions I can make by living together for some period of time. Right? So the Rish asked the Kasha, how can we determine from our sugya that my chiyuv to help you build the wall, that the Hezek, how can I bring a raya from my sugya, the Shakla Batarya? Right, the Rif, the Nebuchadnezzar at the end says, this Rif is Shalaik Halacha. But since we learn certain things from the Rif, we have to quote it anyways. So now we're in the beginning of the Sugya, where we say, Hezek, Rialish, Hezek, why? Because only Chayim, if Imratsu, Dilma lo'olam, Eimelech, Shmei Hezek, Hachmei Eskina, going to Isuk, B'lei Mechitza. Because maybe we have a Chazok, so over here, the Rif, instead, this is an Akuda Shalaik Hedin, but it's still an important Akuda. Because the Rif's kasha is, which all the Rishonim quote, how can you prove from our sugya Hezek v'yolashmi Hezek? Because you're going to insist Hashutvin Shirotsu, only Hashutvin Shirotsu. But if Leirotsu, we're not going to machayu them. Forkeret Shirotsu is because they have an implicit understanding amongst themselves that there's not going to be a wall over here. So in order for this sugya to read properly, you have to assume that one cannot say that there's an implicit mechila. So that's what the Rif is pointing out. And this one line is where the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says that you won't be able to bring a raya. There's a very important distinction, subtle distinction, but it makes all the difference in the world. The Rosh said you can't bring a raya from their complacency, from their not making a dinah. And the Nuki Yosef and the Ramban and the Rif, they all say it's not a question of raya, it's a question you cannot give mechila for. The Rosh at the end says you can give mechila if you did it explicitly. Then the Nuki Yosef and the Rif, and they all say it's not shaykh that mechila. Even the Rosh was bothered by his own conclusion and said, hi, how you talking, you give mechila? So he said, because it's Tvias moment. What was he reacting to? Because the Rif says, the Rif, because Yosef, they all say, Tikol Shaita v'shaita mitzik. Like, Kikutu kibesa kisi, because every moment that we're living next to each other, every moment I am being damaged. I am being hurt by you. Mitzik. Right? A ke'ilu, you'd have a foul-smelling thing in your backyard. And I can't use my yard. Ke'ilu, you'd be barbecuing day and night, and the smoke is wafting through, and I can't function in my backyard. De'eilan chazoka. There's no chazoka. So there we understand, right? There we understand why I can take you to Basin and say, you got to stop the barbecuing. You got to do it a meal, two meals, five meals. We have to work this out. That's to be understanding. That's to be a minute over here. But day and night, you have a smoker with open things, and I keep on getting, it's already driving me crazy that I have to, every time you want a sausage, I have to suffer because of it. So the Gemara says, so that we understand. But now we're saying, you don't have anything in your backyard. You're just living in your backyard. You don't have a Beis HaKisei there. You don't have a pool there. You don't have loud noise there. You're just living there. So the Rif says, you're just living there. So there, that's what the Oven Ola says. So just living? That's going to be, you have to put up a wall because you're living next to me. And then Oza says, sharper. He says, I'll go to Beis and I'll say, look, I'm not going to look. Instead of building a wall, I'm not going to look. Eben Oza says, but the neighbor says, doesn't help me. Because I don't know that you're not looking. I can't assume all the time you're looking, it's just such a tzaddik, that you're always looking the other direction. That you're only looking up. So I come to Beis Din, and I say, and I will win in Beis Din, because Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Beis Din will respect my taina. What is my taina? You're living, you're functioning, you're making, you'll sign on the dotted line that you'll never look at my property. And I can say, you got to pay for a while. So what's the kasha? So what's the basis for the chiyuv? So we know that the Rosh calls it a chiyuv moment. We haven't understood the basis for the chiyuv, but it's called the chiyuv moment. And the Nemuki Yosef and the Ramban, so they say the Eilim Chazaka Kisla Kamon. Because around the Chaynir Lemen Chazak El Ben Nizke Momain, I will be Dover Shehu Ba'atzmoi Nizik Boy Loi. If it would be Nizke Momain, if you'd be damaging my property, okay, I can understand that there could be a mechila. And he uses chazaka. The Rosh used chazaka only in terms of the raya. But the other Rishonim used the word chazaka as a raya that I was moichel. So they don't argue about the raya, they argue about the mechila. If you go through the Rishonim carefully, the Rosh is discussing, is it a good raya or not? And the Rif and the Ramban, they all go one step deeper and say, I'm not worried about when there's a raya, you cannot be moichel. Because he says, even though this is Shleik Hilchasa, but there is a very important Nakuda here. So again, so now we come to the Hezekriya. So yesterday we discussed, what's the Halacha L'maisa? How's it going to appear in your Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? Now we discussed. Now we're going a step deeper and saying, what's the basis for the Chiyuv? How are you going to explain the Chiyuv? So all we know so far is that the Rosh is going to call it a chiyuv moment, and therefore it's nitin l'chila, and the Ramban, and Mukhi Yosef, and they're going to call it not a chiyuv moment, but a maisa hezek. And you cannot be moichel on a maisa hezek. I can be moichel on the compensation of a maisa hezek. So explains the Buchanan, why is it that I can be moichel only in a tvius moment? But it can't be Mochel on a Maisa Hezek. First of all, and then Mesivta, how did he explain it? Why is it not Shayach to be Mochel on a Maisa Hezek? It can be Mochel on a Tzius moment. Why? Go ahead.
This Maisa Hezek is renewing itself every moment. So like right? Once you're Mochel, the Chiyuv's going to come back the next second.
Right? And Tzius moment?
He disagrees with that.
But he accepts the very last line.
He explains the Gis Melman as like this, hafuchim
etasa, right?
Like you're each other's chobas mamon,
and
then once you accept it, you can't retract it. So that
he was gebalt. And it is when it comes to mamon, so mechila is in place of taking, giving it back. Avuchem betarta. He said, we have a choice. You owe me $1,000. I want to be marachul you. So if you'll tell me mechila doesn't work, fine. To give me $1,000, give it back to you. So mechila is just in place of keilus kabbalti. I can say I got it. I received it. Keila, I got it. Keila, he gave me. So let's not go through this. Let's not go through the motion. So since the Rosh explains to Mechon and Basim, and that's when it comes to the Kriya, there's basic kinyums I have to pay for this wall. And that means the wall costs $1,000, so I can be marachul. Why? Because just like I can give you $1,000, I can give it back to you, I can be marachul. Don't give it to me. But if it's a Maisa Hezek, so I cannot be marachul a Maisa Hezek. Why can I be marachul a Maisa Hezek? So I said, because it's ongoing. Hezra Domar is that I can't be marachul something that hasn't happened yet. And the lashon of some rishonim is because I don't really know what the hezek is going to be. I don't know. I can say, you can punch me. All right, so you can punch me. First of all, that I can't be. I don't think I can be marchel on the Easter chabola. So my mechila is not significant. I can't. It's also easy to punch me. So I can say I can't give you a heter. It's awesome. If you're a mazik, if you're harming me by looking at my property, it's not shachar to be marchal. But even more than that, is that I don't really know what the punch is going to be. I don't know if the punch is going to knock me out. I don't know if it's going to lose the day of work. I don't know if it's going to be out of nothing. It's going to fly off. So I don't know. You can't be marchal that which you can't quantify. Because there's no das, there's no meaningful. So the Rosh says, I understand what the Rif and what the Megis are saying. They're all saying it's not Shaykh and Mechila because it's Osir and because it's not quantifiable and you don't know what you're being Meichel, not Shaykh to be Meichel. The Hezek hasn't happened. After the Hezek happened, there's a Tzvius moment to be Meichel. So he says, but when it comes to Hezek Riyah, the Rosh says that we're not looking at a Maisa Hezek. We're looking at an understanding that when I buy a property next to you, so I have to provide certain things for you. And one thing is, there are expenses in buying a property. Where those expenses came from, l'chayra, this is the lashon of the Or Zeruah, this is comes from common consensus, it comes from Chiyuv Beis Din. It comes from ordinances, whatever it is. When you move into a modern suburb, right? So there are obligations of where you put your garbage. If I want to put my garbage in the front lawn, so I'll get a fine for it. Well, I get a fine for it. It's my property. It's not bothering anybody. I'm not smelly garbage. I just use just my office refuse, right? I cost me money. To have to hire somebody to pick up the garbage? That's part of the deal. Part of the, when you buy, part of their expenses. So one of the expenses is, whatever the haskama of the township is, those are expenses. Just like that we pay taxes, that's an expense. I can't say, what's my property? Why am I paying you for my property? What's my property got to do with sending your kids to school? So then you might say, think of a chuzadina, it's a little bit different. But it's not that much different, right? In other words, part of the kinyan that I make in my property is in chayivus moment. So just like my kinyan in my property is machayiv to pay taxes, and just like I have my kinyan in my property is machayiv me to sweep my sidewalk, and my kinyan in my property is machayiv me to clean up my property. I buy a newly built building, and there's all sorts of building refuse around. So they don't go to the Baal refuse. The town, nobody goes to the contractor. When I bought, I bought the ischaivas to clean up. I have the ischaivas to where my gutters take the water. So the Rosh says, this is one of the hidden costs of buying property. It's a tzvius moment. Now if my neighbor says to me that he's being moichel, so that he's being moichel in a very specific obligation. the Rosh doesn't see it as he's that I am obligated to give him privacy. He couldn't be meichel on that. He says he couldn't be meichel on the Easter of looking into his property. The only thing he can be meichel on is on the Yischaivus. Now, once you say that, so then you understand why Chazal could make a distinction between a bias and between a chotzer and a gina. Because they're saying when I buy a bias with a flat roof, so now I have a Yischaivus. Part of the hidden cost of buying a house with a flat rooftop is that my neighbor is going to say he's looking at my property all the time. So now he has a different kind of serious moment. So the Hezek Rielashmei Hezek, all they're saying is that when it comes to a chotzer, there's no understanding when it comes to a chotzer that my existence and my chotzer has to be that there's a hidden cost in buying a chotzer that protects me from looking into your property. There's no such understanding. There's no such Kabbalah. There's no such Minigam Dina. There's no such Din Rabbana. Bias, yeah. Rabim, yeah. But the Hezek that might go from Chotzer to Chotzer, so there, for whatever reason, there's mutual. So we can agree on it. I don't have a riot for this, but if I had to justify the distinction, it would be that when our needs differ significantly, then there's a minute that I have to protect you. But when our needs are the same, so we're going to come to Haskoma. So Chotz L'Gavi Chotz, we have the same needs. So instead of based in saying you're obligated to put him a fence, you guys work it out because you have the same needs L'Gavi each other. L'Gavi a guy going to Chotzer. So Basin can't leave it up to us because I have needs because I'm the guy down below. You have no ties against me, right? So there Basin will impose upon the Baal HaGag. When it comes to a bias and a chotzer, so the guy in the bias has greater needs because building a house implies that I want to have a certain amount of privacy. And since you're living next to my house, you have to provide that. But the guy be chotzer, again, I haven't seen this, but that's how I would speculate why we would say that Hezek Rio Lavshmei Hezek means that Lagavi Chotzer, we're not insistent on that there's an hidden obligation. But Bikorishol Dover, everybody holds Hezek Rio Lavshmei Hezek. Only question exactly where, only question do we apply to Chotzer. L'chor, that's, and when we want to go deeper into what's Hezek Rio, so again, we could sit down and speculate, but we have Rishonim tell us. The Rosh says it's a Tzvius moment. Where's the Tzvius moment coming from? So L'chor, the Shon Tzvius moment means that it is one of the hidden requirements of buying a Chotzer. Masha'ena Kain, the Rif, and the Ramban, and the Mugi Yosef, hold on the question just a few minutes until we see the Lashonis inside, they say, no, it's like a mic, it is like a Maisa Hezek. I am, in fact, I have to see myself as taking something away from you. So the Evan also says, what am I taking away from you? So I won't look. He says, in other situations where I'm doing something, I have a base akisa. I did something in my property. I have a foul-smelling factory in my. And then I can. Then I understand. He says, if I built a base akisa and it smells, so there's nothing you can say. You're going to say it doesn't smell. What are you going to say? You have COVID. It doesn't smell. What are you going to say? You're going to say it's not a base akisa. It's a base akisa. I'm harming you, right? But when it comes to Hezek Ria, I said, well, look. V'chein miyod Reuven Shimon Shol Shimon Yesh Chashashu Ganav Yochav Oyser Reuven Lachik Esas Mivenu. He says similarly. Let's say the word goes out that my neighbor my neighbor is the thief. So now, can I say that because he's a thief, he is, the word got out that he's a pickpocket, right? They put out a sign, they put out a note, beware this guy, right? So because of that, do I say, because of that, can I now be machayiv him to pay for my locks? Okay. So therefore he comes with this formulation that where is the hezek? The hezek is that you cannot use your property to its fullest extent. That's the hezek. I'm stopping you from, but my living next to you stops you from using your property. Right? Part of, I'm going to say it a little bit sharper. We speak very so often that ownership has many aspects to it. Right? Ownership has title. For example, ownership has. When I own something, I become a richer person. I have an asset. When I own something, that means that you can now collect it if I owe you money. When I own something, there's liability that comes with it. I have to protect people from hurting themselves. So there are different parts of ownership. So one of the facets of ownership is using something. I can use it now. Stumptious. Now, if you stop me from using my property, then you're taking part of my ownership. It's a form of It's a conceptual form of theft, right? Ultimate geneva is you actually take it away from me. Over here, instead of taking away from me, you stop me from using my property. So you're taking away one of the aspects of bailus which I got when I bought the property. So that's the Omer Ozel suggestion is where is the obligation? It's part of it. It's seen as not allowing me to use my property to its fullest. So the Rosh says no. Hezek Re'iya is the hidden cost, the hidden assumption that you will build a wall. What's that based on? It's based on, it could be based on anything. It could be based on the invasion of privacy. It could be based on the same thing that I'm stopping using your property. It could be based on the minhag dina can be based on a dinder of bond, whatever, it doesn't really matter. But part of the hidden costs of being a homeowner, is that I protect my neighbors. And therefore, it's nitin l'mechila. However, the Nuki Yosef and the Rosh and the Ramban, so they all say that it's not nitin l'mechila because it's an ongoing act of aggravation. I'm aggravating you. I'm doing something against you. So therefore, it's not nitin l'mechila. So they also have to go deeper. Where is my obligation to protect you from the fact that I live next to you and that causes you aggravation? I understand that with Hefke, you wouldn't have that feeling. Okay, you have that feeling. But why isn't that just part of the way people live? Why is it something that I now have to protect you? So the Ebn Ezra, in fact, we go to the Ramban and Daf Nun Tes explains a little bit deeper. We'll see that. While we're doing that, let's just take a few questions. Isaac Safran, you had a question a while ago.
Yeah. When the Rosh says that it's just mumble, so he explains himself, no? He explains that
it's
because your
program
would have more value
without
a wall.
Does the Rosh say that I don't remember him saying that I'm diminishing the value of your property. Do you remember?
That
is what?
He wants to build a wall to have a higher property value for himself.
I don't think I don't know if the Rosh takes that step.
That's a Kovetz.
I don't remember the Rosh taking that step. The Kovetz, it says an Os Aleph?
He says a Mem Aleph.
A Mem Aleph, okay.
But,
I don't remember. I don't remember him bringing it up in terms of property value.
I don't think so.
I mean, that is a good svara, but I don't remember seeing it in the Rishonim. All right, good.
The Rush says that we can't imply mechila, therefore you need Adam to substantiate this mechila.
Correct.
So when the Kovitz, he's explaining the Rush, right? He's explaining the mechanism. Kovitz, you remember?
Correct. Yeah.
So when he says that it's functioning based off of hafuchim mitasa, then does he also say that you would have to have Adam? Because this.
You have to have Adam in order to be able to make it enforceable in Beis Din. Right, but you have to be mechalek between making something enforceable and the etzem chiyuv. Right?
Right,
you have to distinguish between one thing is the what creates the obligation, the other is what makes it something that is collectible. In other words, if you borrow $1,000 from me, so then you owe me $1,000. What created the obligation? What created the obligation is that you borrowed $1,000 and that we agree that you pay me back. However, but you may not be able to get that money back without having a document or without having aid in that I actually borrowed. So there's a difference between what creates the obligation and how you can prove the obligation. So the Rush is saying that Chazaka won't work to prove that I'm potter. However, if we had Adam, so then the mechila would be a valid mechila. So added to core, they argue as to whether a mechila would be a good mechila. Right? Is that clear?
So when Rav Chanan explains that there was this implicit transfer of money that occurred between the two shudfin, like I'm just confused how that fit in exactly. If we're saying that according to the Rosh, the Edom are substantiating this mechila, because you can't rely on Chazaka to explain the mechila. How is Rav Chanan explaining? He would also have to say that it's Edom, right? Like Rebbe said, Rebbe Chanan would say you would need Adam to prove what? To prove that
there was an explicit conversation and there was an explicit mechila.
So what's the purpose of the concept of hafuchi
matarika? So the Rosh, so the Rebbe Chanan is explaining how once the Rosh says that I can be mochel. So what does that mean? It can't be mochel. It means I can be mochel on Tuesday, and I can never come back to La'ol Me'ad to build this wall.
He's just explaining this Tfiyas Mammon, what it is, and what the mechila of the Tfiyas Mammon is.
Right.
Okay.
And what stops me from saying? Let's say we have a case where there clearly was mechila. Right. We have Adam that said that we had a conversation. And Israel had some Torah, and I said, fine with me. I don't need a wall there. Now, we have Adam. That conversation happened. Now, 2 years later, I say, you know what? My kids are married. They want to hang out in the backyard. They have little kids. I need to retract that mechila. So the Rosh would say, can't retract it. You made a deal. You're done. And the Nuki Yosef and the Riff and the Rosh would say, and the Riff and the Rosh say, you are allowed to retract it. There was never a real commitment there, right? So that's the Machlaika. So the who said that around, the Ramban and the Nuki Yosef, they all say that the Mechila was invalid because you had no idea what you were being Moichel. The language of the Ramban and the Tess Ahmed Aleph, which I can't find right now. I have it in front of me, but I can't find. Tess Ahmed Aleph. Yeah, I'm in the right spot. The Mistara, I can't find. I'm looking for Bizet Tamoy. Every day. Ah, okay, I got that. So it's above here. So it's somewhere over here. Here it is. Huadin Mechol Shechein Behezekriya. The Nizke Adam Va'adam Hu. First, that's one very important lesson right away. It's Nizke Adam Va'adam. It's not that I'm undermining your Hishtamshus as we would explain. Whenever, however, I'm infringing upon you, whether I'm infringing upon you because I'm going to be given ayin hara and you'll give, take you the din, or because I'm going to end up spreading information about you, or because I'm infringing on your privacy. Who knows how this is going to affect me later on? I can't be Meichel now. I didn't know now that they're going to have children and they're going to be get married and they're going to have, and they'll want to hang out my property and they want privacy. I didn't know that one of my kids wants to open up, wants to do something in the backyard. I didn't know that I would have certain needs. I didn't know there's going to be a COVID and I'd have to hang out in my backyard for months and months. So I didn't know any of these things. So how do I know what's going to be that I could be Meichel, Ayin Harma, Lishna Misha? How do I know that I'm going to go into a certain business and I'll be upset if you can watch my business? So something which I don't know what's going to be, then my Mechil is not valid. I had no das to be Meichel. We call it Mechil Betos. But Elijah and Isaac were saying yesterday, there was lemazik lezika b'riyul istakel b'ladas ve'ein odom yochel izar ma'ach. He said, furthermore, it's not nitin for mechila because you're asking ke'ilah was moichel you to do something which you're not allowed to do. So how could that be chal? How could it be chal? You're not allowed to look at my backyard. Ah, you'll tell me you're not going to look. Ein odom yochel izar ma'ach. Lamin al yem mitzim zanayin. It's impossible. You're going to make a commitment, never look at my backyard. You can't make such a commitment. Al korchenu neymar lezeh stem chaleincha v'al techta tonir. So obviously I have to tell you, you have a window, you have a house. Your window is in my backyard. You'll promise me we're not going to look. Lo yalav lo yoyel. I'm going to take you to Beis Din. The Beis Din will say, you're making an impossible, it's not shach to me to make such a commitment. You can't have that das. I have no reason to accept. I can't have das. I don't know what's the danger, what the damage is going to be. You can't have das because you can't make a man to look. So v'zehu tamam shulgayim shadonu b'ri b'yedech l'l b'diffen il chazoka. Mibnei shu tzara guf. And similarly, the Gonim say, for example, let's say it would be a situation where I do something on my property, which means that you have to walk all the way around my property. Let's say I would put on some kind of light that goes on in Shabbos, and therefore you have to walk all the way around the block. I'm not saying you have to walk around the block. The Rav in the neighborhood would say that now that he put up a light that goes on a metal, you have to walk five blocks out of your way. So So let's say the guy says, I'm Meichel. It can't be Meichel because I'm causing aggravation because it's Tzara Guf. Again, the case may not apply. So any yochel lishon mikol and nechnosim yoytzim. All of a sudden, you decided you're going to be a tzaddik. You're going to put up a note. Every mishulach who comes to America comes to my house to get money. So my neighbor can say, it's not fair. Every single day, five cars drive up, five cars sit, five cars wait. So they can say that you're causing me the kol nechnosim yoytzim. I could say, you know what? When you first told it to me, it was Erev Yom Kippur. When I'm going to say Erev Yom Kippur, I'm going to say you can't have Mishulachim coming, right? But when you first told me, no one ever heard of you, so you had two visitors a year. But now, Chavar Chavisli, now it's nonstop every single day they're coming. So how did I know it's going to be Michael? So in all of these situations, there's not Shach to have Mechila. So. Again, there's a yesodistic difference between the way the Rosh understands Hezek via Shmei Hezek and the way that the Ramban and the Rif and the Nukis understand Hezek via Shmei Hezek. Where, how do we see that they differ? So again, let's just put everything in the context. Yesterday we discussed, what's the halacha l'maaseh? Chiyuv to be mishtatef. Okay, got it. Then we said, now there's going to be, and once you, it's very hard to figure out, then you have to speculate, what's the and also the kasha, what is the basis of the chiyuv? Very hard to figure that out, because all we can speculate. Then we have a machlegus rishonim that gives us some teeth to the sugya. And the question is hezek riya, shmei hezek nitin l'mchila? So the Rosh says nitin l'mchila, and the Rif says not nitin l'mchila. And the Rif and the Ramban, they explain this one very, very well. It's not nitin l'mchila because hezek riya is a maisa hezek, a maisa yisr, and a maisa mafriya, on that there can't be any mechila. And the Rosh says, I understand everything you're saying, I hold differently, I hold it to tviyas moment. So now we have the crisp machlekes rishonim to what hezek riya, what the concept is, what is it? According to the Rosh, hezek riya is an obligation that everybody assumes when they buy a property. Every person assumes an obligation to protect neighbors from any infringement. So it's clear to us that when I buy a piece of property, I have to protect my neighbors from me being very, very loud, and from me causing them any form of aggravation, and from me having something very smelly in my property. That's all understood, apparently, that I have that obligation, that I can do that. It's all understood that that would be considered to be I'm actively disrupting my neighbors. However, what about me existing? And therefore, because I am here, because I'm in this, therefore you cannot use your property to its fullest. So who says that that's considered to be a maisa mafri? So Rosh says that he doesn't accept the idea that when I'm not, that I can be called a mazik without being a maisa hezek bachlau. That I can be called a mazik, and I can be called a mafriya. You're going to call me a mafriya mazik? Okay, I make noise, I got it. I'm garbage. I have to do something. I put a base akise. I plant trees. But because I moved in? So the Rosh says the only way you can understand hezek v'yishmei hezek is that there is an understanding. Is the understanding a... is it a dina b'chus dina? Is it a minagim dina? Is it a chiyuv chachomim? Not clear. Or as Ruah says, a chiyuv chachomim, could be that it's a minagim dina. But that obligation is an implicit obligation that comes with ownership. And it's a monetary obligation. It's not a conceptual. I've done anything wrong. I can promise I'm not going to look. And it could be that the Rosh would argue that the Nizik has the obligation to protect himself, because he also bought a property that would be neighbors there. So the Rosh says, I don't know if there's any Isir, but I know that it's part of the obligations of being a homeowner is that you are going to provide money to build a wall. Got it. And the Rosh says that Lu Yitzuyer, I'm now speculating, if they would have made an agreement amongst themselves that we're not going to insist on having a wall, there'd be an explicit mechila would work. This, the pshat of opening up the mesichta with people living together, so the Rosh is saying the pshat, the chidush of Yehuda is that there's no implicit mechila. We can't claim chazaka. We can't have been living like this for so many years. Now we're going to separate ourselves. Okay, but that's building a wall. Rashi came, the Riv, who brings the raya from the Riv, and the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef, who bring a raya from being medayik in the lashon of base of advice. What are they doing? Medayek? They're doing medayek. That how could the sugya ever say that we're going to bring a raya from a shutfin shirotsu, lasa ismachitza? That hezek riya, lav shmei hezek, you could never bring a raya. Why? Because you could always say that since they were living together, there's an implicit mechila, vaistachais, that there's no such thing as a mechila. In order to be able to read beis on beis, in order for them to say that I'm bringing you a raya from the fact that Ashutvin Sherotsu Lazes Machitza, so that means that Hezek realized Hezek, and you're not saying no, that means Mechila. So the Rosh says, there's no Mechila because they didn't say explicitly. You can't bring a raya that there's no assumed Mechila. and the Rif and the Megezers know there is no Mechila. Why is there no Mechila? Because the obviously hold is not a Tvius Lomit. We obviously hold that the basis for the Chiyav is that I'm Mamish being Mazik. How am I being Mazik? I'm an Ozel. Because I'm reducing your Ishtamshes of your property. So, and it's not Shaykh to being Moichel because you're reducing my Ishtamshes by doing a Dabar Oser. And you're reducing my Ishtamshes by doing something that's unpredictable. So I can never be Moichel that. But the Hezek? The hezek is that because of you, I cannot get the fully expected benefit of something which I bought. And as an owner, I have that's one of my zechuyos. Okay, so this is as far as we can get right now. So go ahead, Elijah.
Does the Rosh only think that Hedekriya is only a Tvias Mamon?
I didn't catch the question.
Are you saying the Rosh would only classify like Hedekriya as something as a Tvias Mamon?
I believe so, yeah.
But he talks about earlier with the Gina and everything like that, the Gina or the Root, that there is Hedekriya in those cases also, but you can't be multiple in those cases. Because I think maybe there's something more nuanced in the Rosh that there is Hezekriya, but specifically in the Chatzer, when we know they're looking at each other, there's like this, I think you could even bring in like Eva Ezel's opinion of how you view Hezekriya. It's like this latent passive thing where you're looking at something versus how the Muke Yosef and the Ramban understand is Tsar Guf, like literally someone looking at you that causes you physical pain, and that's active Nezek. So you're able to be mocha on a passive thing. So that's why with the chatse is that, like, you couldn't have mechila there. But everywhere else, the nimute, the rush would say, no, that's not true. There is no mechila there because there's some active thing happening. And that's how they would like classify the mocha. In between more of the passive versus the active. And then within that, there's a tvias mamon for the rush, for the chatse, so you can be mocha. But he does believe that Hezekriya had an aspect of Nezek in it, just specifically in the Chatzer there wasn't any Nezek because you were Muslim.
I think that might be correct Lagabi Gina. I don't think it's correct Lagabi Chatzer, but I'll look into it. I'll go over in the Lashanas again. Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, Avram?
I don't take up too much time. I just...
Okay, so I'll go over the Shanas over there and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, I think we'll go on to the next again. Kenyan and Bowman.
Where the situation of Gimel and Allah?
Yeah.
In the Kovish Yoram, what is it about? I feel out tonight.